Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Oh, I remember very, very well many occasions on this program where I implied if we begin redefining marriage from one man, one woman, to two men or two women, then what keeps us from moving on to polygamy or polyamory? And I remember on several occasions, listeners to this program getting angry with me. Oh, that's a leap we will never make. That will never happen. You are homophobic, you know, yeah, right. Probably 10 years ago or so, I made a little prediction. Yeah, I don't issue prophecies, but I do occasionally issue a prediction. And I predicted that it will not be long before polygamy and polyamory will be promoted in the mainstream media and in the mainstream of our culture. And again, I was called a fearmonger. I was called all kinds of things. You're exaggerating. Okay, all right. Last week, most of you know that HGTV, yes, that family-friendly, safe network that brings us all of those wonderful, wonderfully entertaining programs about home remodeling and so forth. And by the way, they have been very family-friendly and entertaining and so forth. My wife watches HGTV, and if you promise not to tell anybody, if you promise to keep it just between us, I have watched my fair share of HGTV as well. Well, anyway, just last week on House Hunters, they presented loudly and proudly a throuple. Yeah, three. Now, they're not technically married because polygamy is illegal in most states. So it was a husband and wife who said that they fell in love with another woman at a bar. Yes. Yeah, husband and wife, legally married, fell in love with a woman at a bar, and now they're living together and they wanted a house. And again, HGTV presented this in a very, not only, not a neutral, non-judgmental, a very positive, embracing, well, this is normal. Two women and a man live, that's, well, that's normal. And now we have this. Now, none of us would remember, because none of us were alive, when Utah criminalized polygamy. In fact, one of the stipulations when Utah was made a state in the United States was that they outlaw polygamy, because polygamy was a huge part of the Mormon religion. After all, Joseph Smith was a polygamist. And so that was a very, very big part of their religion. Well, the state of Utah was back then primarily Mormon. And so the leaders of the Mormon church got together with the legislators and said, all right, it would be good for us, it would be good for the state, good for Utah if we became a part of the United States. And so very, very, very reluctantly, the leaders of the Mormon church said, all right, we will reject polygamy. And Utah made it illegal to be involved in polygamy so that they could be a part of the United States. My, how things have changed. Here is the headline I'm looking at right now. Utah may decriminalize polygamy. Yes, there is legislation that has been proposed in the Utah legislature to decriminalize polygamy. Now, please remember, how did it become illegal to begin with? That was a stipulation before they could become a state in the United States. The Salt Lake City Tribune is reporting that a state-level bill that would, and I'm quoting now, that would decriminalize the practice among consenting adults, consenting adults, has now been sent to the chamber for a vote. You ready? After receiving unanimous endorsement from the state Senate committee. The Utah Senate Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and Criminal Justice Committee put the bill forward after testimony that claims that laws prohibiting polygamy labels law-abiding citizens as criminals. I want you to listen to the rest of this story. Listen to the logic and listen to the reasoning that they are using. Quote, current laws in the book state that polygamy is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison with an additional 15 years possible if the defendant is also convicted of fraud, child abuse, sexual abuse, domestic abuse, or human smuggling or trafficking, and so on and so on and so on. All right. The new legislation. You ready? The new legislation's primary sponsor is Republican Senator Deidre Henderson. Republican. This legislation is being presented by a Republican senator. I'm going to try to find out what her religious affiliation is. I don't know. I honestly do not know. But I have a feeling maybe she is Mormon. And there is a move afoot within the Mormon church to bring polygamy back. According to Henderson, now again, listen to the logic here, because we've heard it before. According to Henderson, quote, the people that I have spoken with long to feel a part of society. They are tired of being treated like second-class citizens. They feel like Utah has legalized prejudice against them. They just want to be honest people, but feel like they have to lie or teach their children to lie about their families in order to stay safe. Does that sound familiar? In order to get same-sex marriage approved, this has been the reasoning, this has been the logic. These people are being treated like second-class citizens. They just want to live honest, open lives. They're tired of lying about their relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, when you start traveling down a particular road, don't look at where it will take you. In 100 miles or even 500 miles, look at where it will take you in 1,000 or 5,000 miles. Once you begin redefining marriage, there is no end. Now, also about 10 years ago, I made a prediction. Bestiality. There will come a time when bestiality is accepted in our culture. Have you seen the articles in the last 2 years about the rise of bestiality and the effort to accept it? Yeah, I'm talking about sexual relationship with animals. And the same logic is being used. These people are not strange. They just have different desires than other people. And they don't want to live in the darkness. This would be bizarre in any state in the United States, but Utah. So there is an effort in the state of Utah to make polygamy absolutely legal. Weird, strange, bizarre, twisted, perverted, but it's going to be fascinating to see the position of the Mormon Church on this effort. It looks like this legislation will pass in Utah.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. I'd like to talk to you for a moment about ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've seen how your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect your family today and for generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.